Okay. Today is Daf Yud Aleph. We are on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, bottom line. We are discussing different Amoraim and Tanoim who introduced the discussion of Purim in a certain way. They would not introduce, whenever they would discuss the topic of Purim, they would always start off quoting generally a different pasuk. Why? So we said yesterday because it's a little unclear why the Megillah starts off with the party, with Ahasuerus' party, that doesn't really have much to do with Haman. It has to do with blaming the Jewish people for going to that party, but it doesn't really have much to do with Haman. So they, as an introduction, they would try to find some kind of connection between some psukim and the party. So, we're up to Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak pasuk le'pitzcha lahay parashat sameihacha. Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak started the following pasuk. It says, Ki avodim anachnu, right? Uva avodosenu lo azavnu. Elokeinu vayit alenu chesed lifnei malchei paras. So what does that pasuk say? That pasuk says that we were slaves and Hashem didn't leave us and He gave us a vayit alenu chesed. He pitched chesed for us in front of the malchei paras. Emosai, what is that? Bisman Haman. That's in the time of Haman. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa pasuk la pitzch lahay parashat semehacha. He had the following pasuk. Harachaves enosh l'roshenu banu be'esh ubamayim. Be'esh b'mei Nebuchadnezzar. Esh is reference to Nebuchadnezzar. Harasha ubamayim b'mei paro. Mayim is reference to paro. V'totzienu l'revoya. And he took us out from the thirst. B'mei Haman in the days of Haman. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan pasach la pitzcha lahay parashat semihacha. Rabbi Yochanan had the following pasach. It says, Zecher chazdo v'emunaso. Leves Yisrael, Ra'u kol afse aretz, es Yeshua Elokeinu. All the nations will see. Amosai, Ra'u kol afse aretz, es Yeshua Elokeinu, b'mei Mordechai v'Esther. In the days of Mordechai and Esther. What did they see? So the Meshulach said something amazing. He says, we know that by after the Megillah, after Kriyas Yamsov, it says, Vayishma Yisrael. Yisrael heard, everybody heard what happened. Amalek and Kriyas Yamsov and the Ten Makos, everybody heard. So, of course they heard, because it was a one-shot event, the miracle was over, and they didn't see it, they heard. But here, the miracle was all b'derech hateva. So it's still unfolding as they're watching it. So all the nations are watching this. They're watching it keep on going. As we said the whole past week, this downfall of Haman was 1,000 years in the making. Everything's b'derech hanes, if you think about it. But so that's why Dafka over by Purim, it uses the reference of Ru'u. So they can see with their own eyes. Nobody else saw any other miracles. They heard about it. Oh, did you hear what happened to the Jews? Right? But Dafka by Purim, it could be something they could see because it's still ongoing. Fine. Rish Lakish Pasach La Pitzcha Lahai Parashat Samehacha. Rish Lakish used the following Pasach. It says, Ari Noheim, the lion roars, Vidov Shokek, the bear rips apart. Moshal Rasha al Amdul, and for a poor nation. Arino Haim Zen Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. The lion is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar. Dixiv Bey, which says by him, Ale Aryeh Misavcho. Dov Shokek, the bear, Ze Achashverosh. That's Achashverosh. Dixiv Bey, V'aru Chivya Achare Tinyana Damya Ludov. That pasuk, I believe, is in Daniel. Right. So we know that there were four animals that were a remnant to the four Goliaths, and Parasumadai is a reference to the bear. V'tani Rabbi Yosef, Elu Parsian, these are the Persians. Sha'ochlin, they eat, Vishosin, they drink, Kedov, like a bear. Umasurbalin, Basar, Kedov, they have a lot of Basar on them, like a bear. Umagadlin, Seir, Kedov, they're very hairy, like bears. The Einlehem, Menucha, Kedov, and they have no Menucha, like a dove. Rashi says, even when you lock up a bear, even when it's in chains, it still thrashes about. It doesn't rest. Right? So that's a reference to Paras. Moshal Rasha, Zehaman, that Haman, Al Am Dol, on a poor nation, Eilu Yisrael. These are Yisrael, Shehem Dalim, Min HaMitzvos. They are poor from mitzvos. Rabbi Eliezer, Pasach La Pitzch, Lahai Parashat Samehacha, hit the following Pasach. Ba'atzaltayim Yimach, in the laziness they'll be poor. Right? Yimach is from poor. Hamikre, which is a reference to Hashem, Ubishvelos Yodayim Yidlof Habayis. And in weak hands, the house will get flooded. Which means, Bishvil Atzlos Shahoya Lehem Li Yisrael Shalom Yask Asku B'Torah, because the Bnei Yisrael were lax and did not learn Torah, Naseh Sono Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a euphemism for Hashem himself, Mach. He made the Jewish people poor. V'ein Mach, he made them Mach, he made them weak, poor. V'ein Mach Ela Oni. Mach only means poor. Shenemar V'ein Mach Hu Me'arkecha. That's the pasuk in Behar, right, when you're going to be poor. V'ein Mikra Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Mikara is only Hashem, Shenemar, HaMekar B'mayim Ali Yosav. That's a reference to Hashem. Fine. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Pasuk La Pesach La Parashat Semehacha. Another Pasuk, Shir HaMalos Luli Hashem, Shehayolonu Yomar No Yisrael. Luli Hashem, Shehayolonu B'kom Aleinu Adam. Adam V'lo Melech. That this is a meaning that the downfall will be by a man, not a Melech. Why? So many different explanations. Some say, because a Melech, maybe then, ain melech below am. A melech can't just decide one day and it's going to wipe out a certain nation. Can't do such a thing. He's got a people to answer to, right? He wants to maintain his dignity and maintain his stature as a king. He can't just wipe out nations. He can't do that. No one's going to stand for that. Haman's a regular guy. He wasn't the king. He doesn't have to answer to anybody. So Badafka, the Adam will do it and not the melech, is a reference to Haman. Very interesting that Ahasuerus was the only time in Jewish history where every single Jew was under the threat of death. It was never repeated again in history that every single Jew, throughout all the years, there were always countries where the Jews were safe. And even if there was a decree and a blood libel and a pogrom and a Holocaust, there were Jews that were safe. But during the times of Ahasuerus, it never happened. We had that story where the Roman said to one of the Tanayim, "Where we go to sleep at night, thinking about how we're going to get the Jews. We wake up in the morning, it's all we think 24/7. How we get, because not all of them are under our dominion, right? Rava pasach la pitzach lahi parashat sabihacha. Rava had the following pasach. It says, Bervos tzadikim yismach ha'am, ubemoshal rasha yenach ha'am. Right? That in the blessings of tzadikim, the nation will be happy, and when the rush is a ruler, they will groan. That's a reference to Mordechai and Esther. That's a reference to Haman, to groaning. But the city of Shushan was Navocha, it was wailing. A different reference. Fine. Fine. All these are references. Now we're going to start darshaning the psukim of the Megillah. Vayhi bimei Achashverosh. Amar Rav. That's the first pasuk of the Megillah. Vayhi bimei Achashverosh. Amar Rav. Vay vihi hada. Woe and woe, like a double woe. Dechsiv v'hismakartem sham lo'ivecha la'avadim ul'shvachos. That you will be sold, that I will sell you as enemies to the Avadim and Shvachos. The Rashi points out, there's a pasuk in the Megillah, that they couldn't even be sold as slaves. They were so low, nobody even wanted them to be a slave in the house. That's how low they were, that's how dejected the Jews were. Ushmur lamar, lo ma'astem, v'lo ga'altem, lachalosem, lo ma'astem, that's bimei Yivanim. During the times of the Greeks, there was a little bit of Yeshua. V'lo ga'altem, bimei Nebuchadnezzar, some changes to Vespasian, the Machlokas and the Girsa here, that during the second Beis HaMikdash, lachalosem, bimei Haman. That's a reference to Haman. Lahafer Brisi Atem, Bimei Parsiim. That's during the times of the Parsiim. Kiyanei Hashem Elokeihem, Bimei Gog Umagog. That's during the times of Gog Umagog. Fine. The Masnisa Tana, Lo Ma'astim, Bimei Kastiim. I will not reject you during the days of the Kastiim. Shamarati Lehem, Daniel, Hanani, Mishal, Vazaria. Where Daniel, Hanani, Mishal, Vazaria were there. V'lo Ga'altim, I will not have nothing to do with you. Bimei Yivanim, Shamarati Lehem, Shemna Tzadik, V'chashmena, Yuban, V'matasyo, Kohen Gadol, all those people. L'kalosam, Bimei Haman, that's in the days of Haman. Shamarati Lehem, Mordechai, V'Esther, L'hafer Brisi Yitam. Right. Mordechai V'Esther, right. L'hafer Brisi Yitam, Bimei Parsiim, Shamarati Lehem, Shalbeis, Rebbe, V'chachmei Doros. I always give you people to save the day. There's always going to be an opportunity for the Jewish people to be saved. Rav Levi Amar Mehacha, Viloso Rishu, Es Yoshvi Haaretz, right, we're not driving out from the land. Rav Chia Amar Mehacha, Vahi Kasher Demisi Lasos Lohem Ese Lohem. Fine. Now we start the Megillah. Achashverosh, Amar Rav, Achiv Shal Rosh, he was a brother of the head. Now we're going to say Ach V'Rosh. Achiv Shal Rosh, he was a brother of the head. Who's the head? Who's the Rosh? The Rosh of Nebuchadnezzar. It doesn't mean he was his physical brother, because he wasn't. It means he was his brother in ideas. Right? He destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. Achashverosh wanted to do the same thing. Uben Gilo Shal Rosh. And he was the comrade of the Rosh, meaning he had the same philosophy as him. Achiv Shal Rosh. Achiv Shal Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha Shenikra Rosh. Nebuchadnezzar is called the Rosh. Shenemar Antu Reisha Di Dahavu. Right? So he's the Rosh. Ben Gilo Shal Rosh, and he's the Ben Gilo, right? The compatriot of the Rosh, who harag, who bikesh laharog, he wanted to kill. Who hichriv, the Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, who bikesh lahachriv, he wanted to destroy it. Shenemar, ubamalchus achashverosh, betchilas malchuso, kasvo sitna, al yoshva Yehudi v'Yerushalayim. This pasuk is in Ezra. And that this is before the Megillah story, or maybe during, when Achashverosh was the king, he sent back, they tried to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and he sent back a refusal. He didn't let them build it. So this has nothing to do with Megillah story. Unrelated, he stopped them from building the Beis HaMikdash. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Shehushcheru Pneihem Shel Yisrael Biyamav, that the faces of the Jewish people became black, Biyamav, in those days, Keshule Kedera, like the inside of a pot. Right? What does that mean? That means that this is a reference to the Mefarshim explained. Their faces were black just from being distraught that they're going to be possibly killed. That's an unbelievable vart. Why a pot? So because they went to the party. Why did they go to the party? They went to the party because we got to make shalom. We have to make shalom. We can't not go. We're going to be the only people that don't show up to Achashverosh's party. How's that going to go? We have to go to the party. We have no choice. They said, make shalom. The Gemara in Bracha says that if you ever see a pot in a dream, it's a reference to shalom. Why? It's unbelievable. Because nothing makes shalom between fire and water better than a pot. You have fire, you have water in the pot, that's shalom. And you have food. It's unbelievable. So it's all a reference to this pot. Right? They went to the food, they went to go to the food. They said it's for shalom. But it wasn't really true. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Shezokro, Omer Ach L'Rosho. Whoever would remember Achashverosh would groan about him. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Shakol Nasin Roshin Biyamav. That he made everybody weak in his day. Shenemar, poor. Shenemar V'yasam HaMelech Achashverosh Mas. And Achashverosh made a mas. So, first of all, Chaim Kanievsky says, the reason why you have Rosh and Rush is because sometimes Achashverosh is written Malei in the Megillah, and sometimes it's written Chaser. So it's an allusion to Rosh and Rush. Fine. Then, who says it? The Vilna Gaon says, because there's a Medrash that says that there are 100 countries on land and 27 countries on islands. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. So he says, Mas is Gematria 100, V'iye Hayam, V'iye and the islands, V'iye is Gematria 27. They have reference to 127. Okay, very cool. Hu Achashverosh, he's Achashverosh, Hu Berisho Mitchilaso V'yad Sofo. He was bad from beginning to end. Again, Rechaim Kanetsky says, that's why we start off with Vayihi B'mei Achashverosh. Why are we starting off with him? We'll get to Al Nisim in a minute. Why do we start off with him? We start off with him, Hu Achashverosh. He's the same guy at the end of the Megillah. You think he's a decent guy because he let them... No, he's the same guy, same Rasha. He had no choice. What was he supposed to do? He wasn't a tzaddik. He didn't change his mind. He didn't come around. He didn't get appeased. No, it's same Rasha through and through, beginning to end. So that's why when we start off the Megillah, we start off Vayihi B'mei Achashverosh, because we're talking about the sadness, the terrible things. But when we say Al HaNisim, we say B'mei Mordechai V'Esther. Because when it talks about the why should we mention him then? We don't want to mention him. Right? That's what B'dafka, we don't mention we don't mention anybody bad. Same thing in Al Nisim and Chanukah. We start off with Hebrew Matthew. We don't mention the Yevonim. We start off with the Tzaddikim. Who Esav? Who Berisha? Mitchilaso v'yad Sofo. Esav was the Russia from beginning to end. He didn't change. Also, from the day he was born, before he was even born, he wanted to go serve for the Tzar. He wasn't even born yet. And at the day that they were coming to bury Yaakov, he stood there. And he was trying to stop the Maharsha Pela from beginning to end. He was a Rasha. Who Dasan va'aviram? He's Dasan and Aviram. Hein Berishon Mitchilasan Viad Sofan. From beginning to end. So the kasha is, I don't have to have such a good answer for this. So if they were Rishonim from beginning to end, why didn't they die in Makas Choshech along with everybody else? All the Rishonim died in Makas Choshech. So why did they live? They could say Korach became a Rasha later. So I understand. But the Gemara says they were Rishonim from Chilasan Viad Sofan, from beginning to end. So what's Pshat? So tell me what you think of this answer. So in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah relates all the families of Klal Yisrael. And right away, all of a sudden, Reuven, Bechor Yisrael, right? It goes through all the names, and all of a sudden it says, Ubnei Eliyav, Nemuel, V'dasan V'aviram. And then it goes on. Who? Dasan V'aviram, Kriya Eidasher, Hitzel, Moshe V'alara, but that's Korach, Batosam Al Hashem. All of a sudden, we're going into who they are. Who cares? The next pasuk. V'tiftach Ha'aretz Piha, V'tivla Osam, V'yaz Korach, B'mos Ha'eda, V'achol Ha'eish, Etachamishim, V'mosayim Ish, V'yihiyu L'nes. What does it mean V'yihiyu L'nes? So they were need. So either they were needed for the nes. So Hashem kept them alive to make the nes. So I saw. I think it was the Chassam Sofer maybe says that they're still alive. We had that story that the one of the Amorayim took somebody to the spot where the mouth opened up and they heard them saying Moshe MS, right? For Surah MS, and we're liars.
There's smoke coming out.
Right. We had that. We had that. We had that Gemara. We didn't have it yet. I'm saying, but there's a famous Gemara about that. So what? All right, so maybe that's the nes. So the question I think is still better than the answer. If they were shot from day one, so what did they survive for? Just to cause more terrorists. Who Melech Achaz? Who Rishon with Tchilas of Atzofo? Right, Achaz was a Rasha from beginning to end. Avram, who Avram? That's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Who Bitzidko with Tchilas of Atzofo? Avram was a tzaddik throughout his life. Who Aaron and Moshe? Hein Bitzidko with Tchilas of Atzofan. They were tzaddikim from beginning to end. I think the Marsha here says the only Avera they ever did was by Mei Meriva, speaking to the rock, hitting the rock and said, it's the only Avera they ever did. But they're still considered tzaddikim throughout, even though they did one thing wrong. For David, David HaMelech, Hu HaKatan, Hu BeKatnuso, Mitchilaso Ad Sofo. He was a Katan, doesn't mean in age. He was the youngest also, but it means in anivos, in personality, from beginning to end. Kishem, BeKatnuso, Hikdin Atzmo, Eitzel Misha Gadol Mimeno B'Torah, just like he humbled himself between the big people that were greater than him in Torah. Kach so too, the Malchuso in his kingdom, Hikdin Atzmo Eitzel Misha Gadol Mimeno B'Chachma. He lowered himself to people that were greater than him in Torah. The next word in the Megillah is Hamolech. Hamolech Mehodu V'Yad Kush. So Amar Rav Shemalach Me'Atzmo. He ruled by himself, meaning Amalei L'Shevach V'Amalei L'Gnai. Some say that's a good thing, some say that's a bad thing. Amalei L'Shevach T'lohavi Inish T'chashiv Malkal Kavasei. There was nobody worthier than him. As bad as he was the best in the bunch. Right? So at least he was the best. V'amrilei L'Gnai, it was a Gnai T'lohavi Chazal Malchus. So he wasn't right to be the Melech. U'mamona Yisei Rehu. But he gave money, so he was able to become the king. V'yav V'kam.
It's right there, contrast to David.
Right. So I was talking last night, there is a medrash that says, there's a Yalkut Shimoni that says, that, so what happened was, Nebuchadnezzar was the king, he was king for, we'll have it on my bed, he was king for 45 years. Then his son was king for 23 years, and then his son was king for a few years, 2 or 3 years. That was Belshazzar. And Belshazzar was king, and he calculated the 70 years, he made a mistake, he had a party. That night, he died in the party, and Daryavesh, who was somebody who he had just defeated, was a Persian, he took over the kingdom. That's the story. So the Medrash says that Vashti, who was Belshazzar's daughter, she went up onto Daryavesh's lap, she was a little girl, and she thought it was her father, because who else is sitting on the throne? So she mixed up and she thought it was her father. So the Medrash says that Daryavesh had Rachmanis on Vashti, Nebuch Shizi Yisoma. So he gave him his son, Achashverosh, to be the husband. And that's how Achashverosh married Vashti. So that doesn't square with this Gemara. This Gemara says he wasn't worthy. And we know that story, right? When Achashverosh called Vashti, Vashti, who do you think you are? You're a nobody, I'm the queen. Right? You're a stable boy. Right? Who do you think you are? And but this Gemara, but that Yalkut says that he was worthy. So I found the Chassam Sofer reconciles the two. He says as follows. He says that it was Paras Umadai. So they had an agreement over there. Paras and Madai had an agreement that the kings were going to switch off. Paras Madai, Paras Madai. So after Dayavish died, it was Madai's turn. So Achashverosh had no place to be there. So either he bought it, or he took it with power, so he wasn't supposed to be there. That's why he wasn't supposed to be there. Okay, it's the best I can come up with. Now, behodu viad kush, Rav Shmuel, chad amar, hodu besofa olam, v'kush besofa olam. Hodu's on one end of the world, and kush is on the other end of the world. So Joseph Chaim Kanievsky points out, it's hard to say that if the world is round. What do you mean one's on one end and one's on the other end? There's no ends to the world, it's a circle. It just means they were far away from each other. The end of the civilized world, right. They were far away from each other in civilization. Now, it's hard to, right? Or, v'chad amar, hodu v'kush, Gavi Hadad Havi Kaimi. They're right next to each other. And Kishem Shemalach Al Hodu Vakush, Kach Malach Misofa Olam Ad Sofo. He ruled the whole world. So they're not arguing. Both agree he ruled the whole world. Everyone agrees to that. So it's Machlokas. Had a Darsha the Pasuk. This Machlokas has no Nafkamina. Everybody agrees he ruled the whole world. I don't know. Kiyotze Bedavra, similarly at the Omer, Kihu Rode Bechol Ever Hanar Mitzifzach Viad Aza. Which that's in Malachim. The Rabbi Shmuel Chadam Ar Tiftach Masofa Olam VeAva Masofa Olam. The different ends of the world. Chadam Ar Tiftach VeAza BaHadi Hadadi Avi Kaini. They're right next to each other. Kishem Shemalach Al Tiftach VeAva Aza Kach Malach Al Kol Olam Kulo. So too he ruled the whole world. Next, Sheva VeEsim Umeya Medina, 127 countries. So we all know that famous story that Rabbi Akiva was once trying to get his Talmidim to wake up. So he said that Esther was Zocha to rule 127 countries because Sarah lived 127 years. So Mida Keneged Mida, she was able to be Zocha that. So all the Talmidim woke up, like, what's he talking about? So some say he was just doing it just to, you know, wake them up. And he'll say something outlandish. That's what the Rav said? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But obviously we think there's deeper meaning. So I saw one Vart. If you take, there's a Medrash that says that Avraham recognized Hashem when he was 48 years old. Not three, when he was 48. If you take 175 minus 48, you have 127. So we could have just as easily said, B'schos Avraham Avinu, Esther was Zocha to 127 Medinas. Why do we dafka pick Sarah? So I saw because Avraham ran into the tent and said, Mahari, quickly, make three Ugos, make we have guests. And Sarah did not rush. The Medrash says she's taking her time because they had a machlokes. What's better? Zrizus better or is hider better? Is it better to rush or is it better to do something behider? And Sarah, we paskin like, there are places where we paskin like Sarah. For example, Kiddush Levana. We don't do Kiddush Levana the first moment. We wait till Matzah Shabbos. Zrizus. No, but hider is better. As a matter of fact, the Mechaber says you do it after the seventh day. I don't know if Sfaradim do that or not. And you know, on the side there, they have where the Mechaber gets it from. That's a Kabbalah Sefer. That if you look on the side there, where the Mechaber quotes it, it's some Sefer you never heard of. I was asking around. I said, what is that? It's a Kabbalah Sefer. Al Pi Kabbalah, this idea that Hidr has a more Hashivis over Zrizus. So we'd rather connect the Hidr of Esther to the Hidr of Sarah rather than the Zrizus of Avram. You know, the whole thing is a drasha anyway. Okay. Anyway, 127 countries. Amr of Chista, B'tchil Malach al Sheva. First, he ruled over 7. Ul Basav, Malach al Esim, and then he ruled over 20. Ul Basav, Malach al Meir. Then he ruled over 100. So the question is, why are the smaller numbers written first? That's the question. The smaller numbers are written first. El Me'ata, so the same thing. Vishnei Chai Amram. By Amram, we have the same thing. Very unusual. Sheva, 7, Ushloshim, and 30, Uma'as Chana, 137 years. Why are the small numbers written first? If that's a drasha, what's the drasha by Amram? So the Gemara says, no. My drash to be, what's the drasha by Amram? So the Gemara says, no. Shiny hacha, dekroy yisayruhu. No, this is an extra pasuk. Why? Michti diksir mehodu viad kush. We already said mehodu viad kush. We already said he ruled the whole world. Why are you telling me how many countries it was? We already know that. Sheva v'yesu mea medina lamali, shma mina ledrasha. It's a drasha.
But if you compare it to Sarah, they go from big to small.
What? Oh, so that's a different reason why Sarah went from big to small.
I'm
Right, because right, she was 20, like beauty, right, and the chet.
But that doesn't match that.
Okay, it doesn't match that measure. That's fine. That's okay. That's not a problem. Next, Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha Malchu Mikipa. There were three people that ruled in a kippah. That means kippah is like a dome, meaning they ruled over the whole world like a dome. There were rules over the whole world. Who are those three? Ve'elohein, Achav, Achashverosh, Nebuchadnezzar. Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar. Tosfos asks, what about Alexander the Great? He also ruled the whole world. So Tosfos asks, but he's not in Tanakh. We're only talking about people that are in Tanakh. Alexander the Great was not in Tanakh. So who are these three people? Achav, how do you know? Achav, Diksiv, Chaya Hashem Elokecha, Im Yesh Goyu Mamlacha, Shalom Shalach Adoni Shalom Vakshecha. Is there any place I don't rule over? Meaning he ruled over the whole world. How could he make such a shvuah if it wasn't true? Nebuchadnezzar dichsiv. Nebuchadnezzar it says, "V'haya hagoy havamlocha asher yitein et tzavaro ba'ol." Right, Melech Bavel. He ruled over the whole world. Achashverosh hadam maran. Achashverosh, like we just said, he ruled over the whole world. So the Ben Hadad asks, "What's the difference? Who cares?" What's the point of telling that they ruled over the whole world? So he says that hard answer. But what he suggests is because he's telling you what kind of schar Hashem gives to people. What did Achashverosh do to rule? No, I'll start with Achav. What did Achav do? There's a Gemara there. There's a Medrash that there was the Torah. They wanted to take out one of the psukim in the Torah. Like I think it was Lo Yavi Amoni. They wanted to remove that pasuk from the Torah, and Achav refused. As a Rasha as he was, he can't change the Torah. He didn't hold from half the Torah anyway, but he refused to do that. He refused to touch it. He had tremendous cover of Torah. So for that, he gets the whole world. Nebuchadnezzar, we know that famous story. Right? When he heard Hashem's name, he took three steps back. One of the reasons why we take three steps back, by Shimon Esrei, he had cover for Hashem. Cover for Hashem, you get the whole world. And Achashverosh, the hardest one to figure out, he says, because he was connected to Esther. So he was connected to tzaddikas. Reward for that, you get the whole world. Just to give you a little idea.
He ruled the whole world.
What? I know. But maybe that was the reward. He ruled the whole world, so he gave master. I know. It's difficult. The question's better than the answer. What's the point of knowing that these people ruled the whole world? Now we're going to have Simon, Shin Samach, Dalid, and Dechaf, which are four people. The initials of four people. What about the four people? Shlomo, Sancheirev, Dayavesh and Koresh. What about these four people? Ah, the Suleka, Voyek or Shlomo. What about Shlomo? It says, Lo Salat Malchusei. He never finished his kingdom. He didn't finish. Ha, Nichalamanda Amar Melech, the Hedyot. That makes sense according to those who say that Shlomo was a Melech and then he became a Hedyot. In other words, somehow, in some level, he wasn't a king anymore. He was a regular person. Elamanda Amar Melech, the Hedyot, Umelech. And what about there's a machlokas. Some say he was a melech, he was a hedyot, he became a melech again. Mayekalameimar, what's the answer? And the Mefarshim explained, don't tell me that the fact he went down, that removes him from the list, because we know Nebuchadnezzar also was not king for 7 years. He was a madman in the forest. His son took over. And then he came back. So don't tell me that ruined Shlomo. That can't be. Ella, Mayekalameimar. No, so the Gemara says, no, Shlomo milsach huitzi havi. Bey. Shlomo's in a different category. You know why? Shamalach al halyon v'al ha'tachtonim. Because he ruled over the upper worlds, the demons, just like he ruled over the lower worlds. Shenemar v'yeshev Shlomo al kisei Hashem. That he sat in the throne of Hashem and he ruled over the upper worlds. We're only talking about people that ruled over people. Kings that ruled over Shadim. We're not talking about such people. So why not? I mean, Lamaisa, he ruled over the whole world. So because he's in a different league. Shlomo al Malach is in a different category. And Echanai, maybe he ruled over the whole world, but it's not in the same category. V'ha havi sancheirev. What about sancheirev? Dichsev mi b'chol elokei ha'artzot ha'ele asher hitilu et ha'artzot miyadi. Right? Any land I didn't go into yet. So the Gemara says, so ikka Yerushalayim. This Yerushalayim. Delo kafsha, which he never captured. He never captured Yerushalayim. So there was one city that he didn't capture. V'ikka Dayavesh. What about Dayavesh? Dichsev Dayavesh malka. Kasav l'chol amamaya, he sent to all the nations. Umya v'lishta didurian b'chol ara shemal malchon yazga. So the Gemara says, so you see, he ruled the whole world. So the Gemara says, no, ha'ika shafa delo malach alayu. There were seven countries that he didn't rule over. Dixiv, because it says shefar kedem dayavesh v'hekim amalchusa la'ach darpanya mea v'esrin 120. So he only had 120 countries. He didn't have seven more countries. So he didn't rule over the whole world. Avika Koresh. What about Koresh? Dichsiv Bey. Dichsiv. Ko Amar Koresh. Melech Paras. Ko Mamlechos Aretz Nasan Li Hashem. Right? Hashem gave me the whole world. So ruled over the whole world. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam Ashtabuche Hu Ka the Mishtabach Benafshe. He's just praising himself falsely. It wasn't true. He's just lying. He's not lying. He wasn't telling the truth. He's just exaggerating. Hashem gave me the whole world. But it wasn't really true. There were only three people, Achav Nebuchadnezzar and Achashverosh. Fine. Next. Bayamim Haim, in those days, Kishevet HaMelech. Kishevet HaMelech. So the Gemara says, V'ksiv Basrei, but it says later on in the Megillah, Bishnas Shalosh L'malcho, that it was in the third year of his reign. But the opening line, the opening pasuk of the Megillah says, Kishevet HaMelech Achashverosh, when he sat on his throne, which is Mashma right away. Which is Mashma right away. Now we say it was the third year of his reign. What's going on? So they go, Amar Rava, my kisheves. What does it mean, kisheves? La'achar shnas yashva daito. It means after a few years, kisheves comes to the word yashva daito. He was more at ease with himself. He figured out he had more secure in the kingdom. Also, he cheshvin, the 70 years are over, so he had more of a more of a security, and he was able that's when he made the party. So just an unbelievable vart. It says that kisheves. So why doesn't it say bisheves? Right? Why does it say bisheves? What does it mean kisheves? So we know, we say that, we don't say it, some people say this, b'mem adlikin on Friday night, one of the things we say in there is kichas al haner, kichas al Hashem, and kichas al oif, kichas, meaning you're cheap on the oil. Right, you put it out because you don't want it to lose it. So why does it say chas? Why doesn't it say chas al there? What's kichas? So he says, I forgot who said this. But he says, why are you saying kichas? So he says, listen to this. He says, we know the Gemara, we had it in Beta. The Gemara says that everything that you're going to spend on, everything's given to you from the beginning of the year, except for the amount of money you're spending on Shabbos. That's not in the cheshbon. So what are you being cheap for? What are you being cheap for? What are you putting it out for? That's not in the cheshbon. It's not in the cheshbon. What? No, it's all your expenses on Shabbos and Yontif. Not just food. All your expenses. Even your candles. So why are you being cheap? It's not in the cheshbon. That's why it says kichas. Kichas. You're not really being cheap. It's more of a kih. Like, same thing over here. Kisheves. It wasn't Basheves, it wasn't that moment. It was ki, like meeting Yishev Adas. Just whenever it says ki, it's Lav Daf. Okay. Now, Amar he said, but Achashverosh said, Belshatzar Chasha V'tah, Belshatzar made a mistake, and he cheshbin the 70 years, but he made a mistake. Ana chashivna velo te'ina. I'm not going to make a mistake. My he, what's going on here? The Ksiv it says, Ki lefi melos labavel shivim shana. Efkod eschem. The prophecy in Yirmiyahu that after 70 years the Bnei Yisrael would go back. The Ksiv, and it says, and this is in Daniel, Limelos, Lechamuvos Yerushalayim, Shivim Shana. That after 70 years the Bnei Yisrael would go back. It was a 70 year Golos, and after that they go back. So, Chashuv Arba'in V'chamesh Nevuchadnezzar. If you take the 45 years of Nevuchadnezzar, the Esrim V'tlas to Evel Mordech, and 23 years of Evel Mordech, right, in English it doesn't mean evil. The people are evil more, not evil. That was his name. His name was Evil. Evil more in English, they write E-V-I-L. It wasn't evil. As a matter of fact, he was good. He brought back Yehoyachin. He let them reign. He took them out of jail. We're going to have the pasuk in a minute. And Vitarti D-Day, and 2 years of Belshazzar's kingdom, and he came to 70 years. Ha-Shivim. And that's 70 years. Right, it's 45 plus 23 plus 2 is 70. Apik mana de be mikdasha. He took out the kale of the base of mikdash. He said the prophecy is not going to happen. It's not going to come true. V'ishtamesh b'hu, and he wore the kale of the base of mikdash. He used them. He wore them, and he died that night. And that night the Yavish took over. Now, before we explain how the 70 years, how he made that mistake, where these 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar come from? So Nebuchadnezzar menolon darbam v'chamesh shnein malach. How do we know it's 45 years? Where do we get that number from? So as follows. Damar Mar, Gilo b'sheva, Gilo b'shmona, There was an exile in the 7th year. There was an exile in the 8th year. Gilo b'shmon esrei, gilo b'tshasrei. There was an exile in the 18th year and in the 19th year. What does that mean? Gilo b'sheva l'kibah shehoyakim. There was a galus in the 7th year when Yehoyakim was exiled. Galus Yehoyakim shehishmona l'nevuchadnetzar. And the galus of Yehoyakim was in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar. We'll explain that in a minute. Have a chart here. One second, here it is. And Galu b'shmona esrei l'kibah shehoyakim, and the 18th year was the kibah of Yehoyakim. Galus tidkiyahu shehu shehi tishah esrei l'nevuchadnezzar. And the 19th year was the galus of tidkiyahu when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The Amar Mar. Here we go. Shana Rishona kivesh Nineveh. In the first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, he conquered Nineveh. That has nothing to do with us. He conquered Nineveh. Shnia, Kiva Shehoyakim. In the second year of his reign, which is in the year 3319 from creation, it's our Mesorah, in the year 3319 from creation, he captured Yehoyakim, and he plundered partially the Beit HaMikdash, and he took Yehoyakim to Bavel. He then sent him back. He then reinstituted Yehoyakim to be the king of Bavel. That happened in the year 3319. Uksivin, it says, Vayihi b'shloshim v'shev hashana l'galus Yehoyakim, in the 37th year of Galus Yehoyakim, Melech Yehuda, b'shneim esri chodesh, b'esim v'chamisha l'chodesh, nasi evil maradach, Melech Bavel, b'shnas malchuso, es rosh Yehoyakim, Melech Yehuda, v'yetzi osim v'yetzi akela. He let him out of jail. He was still alive. He let him out of jail. So we have 37 years. I'm sorry. Tamni v'tlasin v'sheva. So the 8 plus the 37. Harei arba v'chamesh den v'chadetzer. It's 45 years. And v'eshem v'tlas to Eva Mordech. How do we know that Eva Mordech ruled for 23 years? That's Gemara. That's a tradition. We have no source for that. That's just a tradition. And v'tarti didei. And his 2 hashivin. That's 70. Amar.
So what was the whole galu v'sheva, galu v'sheva?
So it depends if we're referencing from Nebuchadnezzar or from when Yehoyakim was exiled. Right, exactly. They're just milestones. So again, in the year 3319, that's when Nebuchadnezzar exiled Yehoyakim. He was sent back a few years later. In the year 3321, which is a few years later, Yirmiah wrote Echa, which had been partially burnt because they didn't want to listen to him. In the year 3327, which is going to be Achashverosh's year, so it's almost 10 years later. 3319 to 332. So what happened was, Belshazzar Cheshbin, the 70 years from 3319, from the year that Nebuchadnezzar exiled Jehoiakim for the first time. Why? Because he darshan the pasuk that it went by the kingdom of Bavel, not from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, from the kingdom of Bavel. So from the kingdom of Bavel, you have 70 years. That ended in the year 3389, 70 years later. That's the year that Belshazzar died. In 3327, Yehoyakim, who was, I think, the brother of Yehoyakim, or his uncle, he was exiled. And again, that was, I think, Mordechai. That was a different time when other people, other Gedolim, went down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. The Beis HaMikdash was not destroyed yet. It was still not destroyed. It was destroyed in 3338, which is even 10 years, almost 10 years later after that. So, who?
Mordechai went down.
No, so Mordechai was it's unclear where he was. He went to Galus, he went to Bavel 3 times.
Right.
He went 3 times he went, so we don't know exactly the story. But, right. So Belshazzar was off by 20 years, and almost, and Achashverosh was off by almost 10 years. Almost 10 years he was off. Right. And then it says, Hai Shivan, Amar Hashta, Vadai Sula Mifriki, 1 second. Tarti today Hashivan. All right, he said, we're talking about Belshazzar now. Hashta vaday sula mifriki. They're certainly not going to be redeemed. 7 years are over because he cheshed it from the year that Nebuchadnezzar was first in power. Hashivan. Amar hashta vaday sula mifriki. Apik mani de mikdasha ve'ishtamish bu. He took out the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash and he wore them and he used them. Hainu deka amale Daniel. That's what Daniel told him. Ve'al mori shemaya his romamus ulamanya di beise. Hayisiv kadamach v'ksiv bei balayla katal b'shatzar malka kazdoi. That night he died. That night is the end, what's called the end of Golas Bavel. The night that Belshazzar died, and then begins Golas Paras Umadai. Amazing. Two out of the four Goluses lasted less than 100 years. Right? And the Golas of Yavan, which was in Eretz Yisrael, right, lasted also how long? 100 years. Right? And Golas of Edom, less than 2,000 years. It's very interesting. Why that is, I don't know. We need a hezer for that. But it says, Vidayavesh Midah, and Daryavesh the from Madai, who was the father-in-law of Koresh, Kiba Machusa Kvarshnin Shittin Vitartin. He ruled over there for 22 years. Amar, Ihu, I'm sorry, not 22 years. He was 62 years old when he took over. And Amar, Ihu Mita, so Achashverosh said, Ihu Mita, he made a mistake, Belshazzar. Mitatoy, Ana Chashivna. I'm gonna make a cheshbon. Velo Taina. I'm not gonna make a mistake. Miksiv Lamalchus Bavel. Doesn't say Lamalchus Bavel. Lebavel Ksiv. My Lebavel. Legalus Bavel. And he therefore Achashverosh cheshbon the 70 years from the time that Yehoyachin was taken down to Bavel, which is like 10 years before the Beit Hamikdash was actually destroyed. That's when he cheshboned it. Kama Batzrin. How much is left over? Tamanya Chash. 8 years. The Ayel Chulfayu Chadu the Belshazzar. There's 1 year left of Belshazzar. The Chamesh to Dayavesh. The Koresh. 5 years of the two of them. And Vitarti Didei. And 2 years of him. Hashivin 70. Right. It's not really two. We're going to say in the bottom of the page that not all these years. Some of these years overlap. Some of the overlap. That's why it doesn't have to work out exactly, because from 3327, which is the year that Yechaniah was exiled, to the year that Achashverosh made the party, doesn't add up to 70 years. It's really 71. So you have to say there's some overlap to get it to be 70.
Well, why did he wait 6 years to make the party?
Because he had to cheshbon 70 years. No, first of all, he wasn't king for 5 years.
No, but it's 89 he ended. 3389. So why did he wait to 95?
3389 he made the party?
No, that's
3389 is when Koresh, Dayavish, became the king. They were king for 5 years. They were king for 5 years, the two of them. So Achashverosh wasn't king yet. When he became king, it was still not 70 years, according to him. So he had to wait 2-3 years. It says in the third year of his reign, so that's why some of the years overlap. So he had to wait a few years. He couldn't do it right away. That's what this is doing here. Kishevitz doesn't mean when he sat on the throne. The party did not happen right away. Kishevitz means when he had Yishev Adas. When did he have Yishev Adas? When he thought the 70 years were over. Right. Since he saw the 70 years and there was no redemption, certainly they're not going to be redeemed. He used the kelim, right? The Medrash says he wore the Bigdei Kahuna. There's a Medrash even Vashti wore the Bigdei Kahuna, right? But what? Right, they used the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, right? But Satan, the Satan came, Verikid Benehen, and danced over there between them, Vaharagas Vashti, and Vashti died. So the Gemara says, Vahashafir Chashiv. But didn't Achashverosh make a good cheshbon? It was a good cheshbon. Right? It was a very difficult havamina. Because Ihu Nami Mitatoi. He also made a mistake. Why? Because you had to make the cheshbon from the time of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Right, so what's the Havamina? What's the Gemara's Havamina? And what's Achashverosh's Havamina? The Gemara's thinking that Achashverosh was correct? I don't know. And not only that, what were these people thinking? Why should the 70 years start at a different point? The reason is probably because they wanted to rush it. They wanted it to be over. So, we'll make it at 20 years earlier, it's over. Right, that's why they get some credit, but I mean, you know, there's an old question: how much these people believed in Nevuah and believed in prophecy and believed in Yirmiyahu and were so scared of him, or you could say, yeah, they just ignored him. But what's the Gemara's happening that Achashverosh made a good cheshbon? So maybe just the lashon of the Gemara. Anyway, sof kama betzirin ihu. Kama Batsirin, how many years are we have left? Chadesa, which is 11 years. Meaning, Ihu Kama Malach Arbesa. And Achashverosh ruled 14 years. What the Gemara is getting at is that Arbesa, in the 14th year of Achashverosh's reign, the 7 years are really over. 7 years are really over. Didei Iboile Limin Beis HaMikdash. He should have built the Beis HaMikdash. Alam Aksiv, Bidan, Betilas, Avadas Beis HaLahaka, Dib Yerushalayim. So how come the Megillah, there's no mention that the Beis HaMikdash was built then, Achashverosh was still in power? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Shnayim Mekutos, Hayu, there were overlapping years. So Achashverosh was no longer the king when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. The Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt in the year 3408. 3408 is 70 years after 3338. Achashverosh stopped being the ruler 2 years before. Who was the ruler then? That's Daryavesh. It's a different Daryavesh than the one that was Achashverosh's father, according to some midrashim. Different Daryavesh. Same name, a totally different person. So it comes out, if Daryavesh was the son of Esther and Achashverosh, then he was less than 10 years old. Right? So a 10-year-old boy is the one who gave permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That's what comes out. Because Esther was taken in the third year, and by the 14th year, he was no longer king. So that means his son was king at 10, 11 years old. Right? If Esther was taken in the third year of Achashverosh's reign, and he didn't reign more than 14 years, so it means he only have 11 years left. She had to be pregnant for 9 months. So that's a 10-year-old boy was Daryavesh.
Or even less.
Well, or even less. It could be even less. They, right. At maximum, he was 10.
That goes another way.
Certainly he was. It's a very young person to make such a monumental decision.
It was Esther's decision, right?
He was just the figurehead, and she was running the show. Maybe it was right. And then we say that this Daryavesh turned sour later on in his life. But at least we got the Beis HaMikdash. I would finish a few minutes early. I'm sorry, it was a little under the weather. And is there a sponsor? A sponsor this week? I don't know. All right. Everyone have a very, very good day. We'll meet Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.